Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got Emma. Emma was given an award with the council earlier in the year, so we want to find out what she did to earn that and find out a bit about what Emma does around the area. Between 1 and 2, we've got St Bridges coming in to tell us about some of their programs. But for the first 20 minutes or 15 minutes we have with me, it's for this time of the month, it's always Alex from Crime Stoppers. So, first of all, welcome, Alex. You there, Alex?
Yes, hello.
Oh, sorry, you disappeared. So, first of all, welcome, Alex
from
Crime Stoppers. Now, you want to talk about illegal wildlife trafficking. So what's the current situation with illegal exotic animal trade in Victoria? I wouldn't have thought there'd have been much of a trade, but is there?
There is a really big illegal exotic animal trade network operating in Victoria, which authorities have uncovered. And it's really just highlighting the severity of the problem because the network is responsible for the trafficking and illegal ownership of a wide range of exotic animals. And these animals are sourced from their natural habitats and they're bred in inhumane conditions and just horrible conditions. And they're smuggled across borders. So from this, we've worked a bit with Agriculture Victoria to just raise awareness of this illegal trade in exotic pest animals and the serious legal and financial penalties faced by those involved. So keeping, breeding or trading exotic animals, it fuels a criminal supply chain and it can result in investigation, seizure of the animals, prosecution and significant penalties under the law.
So what sort of species are we talking about here, Alex?
Yeah, so a couple of the species involved are the African pygmy hedgehogs. So these are small nocturnal animals that are highly sought after as exotic pets, but they're not suited to the Australian climates.
So they're being, can I just ask you, they're being brought into Australia, obviously.
Yes, they are. Yep, and they're being brought in and they're being traded between people and sold and things like that.
Yep.
There's also tortoises, snakes, and iguanas. So one of the snakes is a boa constrictor. This is a large, powerful snake that poses a significant danger. Ooh. If it is released into the wild or if it's kept improperly as a pet. There's also a ball python, which is a non-venomous snake, but they're often bred and sold illegally for their unique color patterns. And then there's an Indian star tortoises and cacao tortoise, which they're endangered species that have been trafficked due to their high value in the exotic pet trade. So those ones are worth a lot. Sure. So, yeah, authorities warn that these animals are often sourced, they're transported, and they're kept in unsafe conditions, which is placing significant stress on the animals and increasing the risk of harm if they do escape or if they are released into the environment.
And I guess maybe people get bored with having them and then they just release them.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
What are the consequences? Because it must be consequences for people doing this.
Yeah, so the penalties for being a broker, a breeder, or just a keeper involved in owning these animals is quite severe. There was recently a record penalty of $54,000, which was imposed under the Catchment and Land Protection Act 1994. So it is quite a hefty fine. And there actually was a recent case where an offender had been fined $10,000 following a Ballarat Magistrates Court outcome for keeping an exotic pest. So this person was convicted with keeping an exotic pest animal. They were also selling illegal species and they were acquiring our protected wildlife. So investigators identified the offender as part of a large illegal exotic animal trading network. And the trading occurred through a private WhatsApp group called Rep Kings.
Oh,
and
yep.
Yeah, more than 30 members across Australia were buying, selling and swapping these exotic animals within this group. Yep. And the offender that was fined was identified as the key organiser within the group. So what they found was that this person had 2 illegally obtained saltwater crocodiles.
Ooh.
an albino boa constrictor, which was is that snake, which was hidden inside their home. They had multiple protected animals stored in a freezer, and they described it as a frozen zoo. And there were phone messages advertising exotic snakes for sale. So the outcome of this were, you know, being charged with selling the prohibited and controlled pest animals, possessing the protected wildlife, and keeping aquatic species as well.
So what I mean, obviously there are health risks with some of these, because particularly for bringing them overseas and that, you don't know what diseases they're bringing with them, do you?
Yeah, exactly. And these animals, they're kept in appalling conditions, and they're often cramped, they're unsanitary, and they don't have proper care or veterinary attention, which leads to their poor health and suffering. So this is going to pose a risk to the ecosystem, as if these animals are released or they do escape, they can become invasive species that are that can outcompete with our native wildlife. This is also a heightened public health risk, because they do have diseases, and these animals do carry a lot of diseases. So exotic diseases are one of the most significant health risks posed by keeping an illegal exotic pet. So these animals, they carry diseases that are not common in Australia, and they can easily spread to native wildlife, domestic pets, and humans. So, for example, rabies is a viral disease that is fatal to mammals. This can be carried by some exotic animals, such as bats or raccoons. Also, salmonella and other bacterial infections are common among reptiles like snakes and turtles, which pose risks of infection to humans, especially children or individuals with weakened immune systems. And disease transmission from exotic pets to local wildlife can have devastating effects, potentially leading to outbreaks that could decimate populations or native species. So human health concerns arise not only from the direct contact with the animals, but also through secondary exposure, like contamination of services and environmental spread. So, for instance, tuberculosis and parasites, you know, such as ticks, lice, or mites, they are carried with these exotic pets. You know, these pets may carry these, and these can spread to humans and domestic animals, further complicating the public health system and the veterinary care.
So what can the community do to help combat that? Oh, it sounds like a terrible trade.
Yeah, so the community can play a vital role in helping stop the illegal exotic animal trade. So public awareness is really important, just to be vigilant and to help, significantly disrupt the trafficking network. So what you can do is you can report any suspicious activity of the illegal exotic animals if you know anything, and you can do that anonymously with Crime Stoppers if you don't want to put your name out there or you're not comfortable. So we're going to give you that service that ensures people can provide that information without fear or retaliation. So this can include, you know, if you see suspicious online sales online, you can report that. If you see improper handling of animals, you can report that. Or even sightings of animals in non-native areas, you can report that. As well as if you do already own an exotic pet illegally, you can surrender that pet. So take action, you know, without facing the legal consequences, and just surrender the animal. So this process helps reduce the burden on authorities, and it can rescue the animals as well from potential danger or unhealthy situations.
So who do they go to then, Alex, from Crime Stoppers?
Yeah, you can go to RSPCA Victoria. So they provide a safe space for people to hand over exotic animals and work to rehabilitate them as well, and find them new homes or re-release them into natural environments. You can also go to Second Chance Animal Rescue. This is a service that offers you to surrender the exotic pet and helps the pet find a better living condition in capacity, or ensures that they're cared for properly. So those are two of the places you can go. And as well, if you do want to make a report to Crime Stoppers, you can call us on 1-800-333-000, or you can head to our website and make an anonymous report. And our website is www.crimestoppersvic.com.au.
So you're actually running a campaign at the moment, are you?
Yes, so we are running this campaign to educate the public of the legal consequences of owning an exotic pet illegally, you know, the fines, the potential jail time. We're really just aiming to provide guidelines on how to responsibly surrender the exotic pests if they are already in private ownership, and just ensuring that the animals are rehomed in appropriate settings or returned to their natural habitats when possible.
I mean, they could finish up in a zoo or something like so that, couldn't they, rather than where they'll be looked after really well, rather than just in someone's home that thinks it's a lot of fun to own one of these animals and not look after them and not know how to look after them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that number again then, please, Alex, and also your website that they can come to.
Yes, so the phone number is 1-800-333-000.
Yep.
And our website is www.crimestoppersvic.com.au.
And again, we have to remind people, and I know you just said it a few minutes ago, it is completely anonymous. Nobody has to know what you've done or that you were the person that sort of reported them, do they, if they come through Crime Stoppers?
Exactly, yes. You can choose to remain anonymous, and then we won't have any of your information, just what you submit.
1-800-333-000. That's the way to go, isn't it?
Yep.
Alex, great to talk to you again. I look forward to talking to you next month. And blimey, half the year will be gone when I talk to you next month.
I know, it's moving quickly, isn't it?
Great to have you along, and I'll talk to you next month. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.